The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Did you know that you have a key to a better life right inside of you? Everybody has a spiritual connection that, once unlocked, can lead to a healthier, wealthier, and happier life. Welcome to Akashic Therapy, Unlock the Records of Your Soul, with your host, Amanda Romania. Together, we'll tap into this valuable spiritual resource. Come join us. Now, here is Amanda Romania.
Hello and welcome to Akashic Therapy for the Soul with me, your host, Amanda Romania. I'm talking to you live here from Sedona, Arizona. In last week's show, we shared an overview of the Akashic Records and about the Ascended Masters, Angels, and Spirit Guides you could meet that can support your spiritual journey. This week, I would love to share with you what you could encounter when you step into the past life Akashic Records that your soul holds. I'll be sharing an interview with my guest, Pauline Capalbo, a healer, teacher of self-love, personal power, and how to awaken the soul's essence. Pauline lives in New York. She shares a passion for healing and wisdom that can be gained from past lives. And like me, she has a great connection to her past lives in ancient Egypt. After that, I'll be taking those calls and emails. So if you have a question, reach out. It will be wonderful to connect with you. Email me here, akashictherapist@gmail.com. So, past lives with Akashic Therapy. First thing I always am asked is, do my past lives really matter in this current lifetime? Or are they just an illusion of my ego? In this episode, you'll find out how to reach back into your past lives and understand the karma that they can still be creating in your present life. As energy souls, we've incarnated many times, a cycle that's continued for each soul since it was first created in an earthbound form. And over those years and those lives, each soul has endured both positive and negative life experiences. So if you can imagine that in this timeline, your soul can be storing trauma at a deep cellular level. In Akashic Therapy, we work in the realm of past lives to clear and heal the karma from previous incarnations. So, in this episode, I'd like to take you on a little journey to step backwards, because from there we can often make leaps forward in this current lifetime because we've gained the clarity of the records which keep playing in our current lifetime. This karmic trauma is recorded in the Akashic books and it's shown back to us in the kind of form of past life visualizations or past life regression sessions. With Akashic Therapy, we go into that record, we highlight the unresolved issue or pain, and then we work to place forgiveness, peace, love, compassion into the event. And although the historic event or record can't be altered, the emotional and spiritual response to the event can be healed, reevaluated, and redefined. In past lives, I find people are often layered with past life karma, sacred contracts to places and people. And these connections can lie dormant for lifetimes until the soul is ready to release them. And yes, I do meet people who claim that they have cleared all their karma, all their past lives, and this can be true of karma. However, the records cannot be erased. Others may have been involved with this event, with this lifetime, and they may not have given their free will for these choices or these rewrites. Each of us is responsible for our own Akashic work. We heal our energy, and it will have an impact on others involved. However, it is also their choice whether they mirror the healing and reflect it back. So if you can imagine a large highway with holes and cracks, the highway stretches behind you and in front of you, and sometimes those cracks start way, way back. And although they're thinner around you this lifetime, they're still going to cause you challenges. By going back to the original record, you can go back to the initial point of impact. And here, you can fill over and heal the damage or claim forgiveness with the person with whom you've caused this crack. At this point, you often understand why that event happened and its purpose for you and another's soul journey. We also must remember that we've all committed deeds and actions that have been distressing to ourselves and others in past lives. I first discovered this when I was looking in my own records. I was on an angel workshop, and I was so content to know I was full of this love, full of this light, and working in this angelic method of blessings and kindness. But my personal learning was about to be tested when I began having flashbacks to another time, around the 1500s with the Tudors in England. And my spiritual teacher offered to work with me through the past life. And I found myself back in Glastonbury, when there had been a great deal of suffering and darkness around the area. I saw the choices I'd made in that time. It was so sobering and challenging for me to know what had occurred. I went into a deep place of forgiveness and compassion, and yes, I shed a lot of tears. When the session was over, my teacher and I were both a little stunned. But once we'd gone through the forgiveness and the expression, well, we managed to just ground the situation, release it, and let it go. It made sense of why I was drawn to Glastonbury and why when I was there, I always held myself in my best energy. Heart space had been a contract, a lesson for me during that lifetime and during those events. And also by going back into this past life regression, I lost a lot of my sense of judgment for others and myself. After all, who was I to judge my poor choices and the damage caused by others? Which is why I learned with Akashic Therapy, I can offer this kind of session work. I'm not shocked or disturbed by the shadows of stories others bring, for I've seen this shadow side of myself. And I've learned to accept that and love it for what it was and see it in observation, not judgment. And I also know that anyone claiming that they've never, ever committed a bad deed, bad thought in a past life is usually avoiding something. So it's far easier to go in, observe it gently, deal with it and let it go. Often those who have harmed us are repaying karma for their actions. Until the healing occurs, the cycle of harm and distress continues. What is remarkable about this karmic clearing from an individual alone to some other person is that can complete the healing cycle in this lifetime. And when it's done on an energy level, then other people often have no idea. They just know something on the physical level is healed or it feels lighter regarding a situation. Akashic past lives show us also why we're connected and contracted to certain places. While working in sacred sites and temples, I noticed that guides and guardians, often traders and beggars, appear to be bound to these places for lifetimes. And it's always wise to pay respect and attention to these special souls. If you can look past the physical, see the past life of someone, it can put a whole different picture into play. Once you realize the person selling tokens outside the Grand Castle was once a rich and powerful person who lived in this grand place, you often change your thoughts towards them. I've had many revelations regarding this with past life connections. My first was in the sacred Mayan ruins in one of my favorite places, Copan, Honduras, Central America. This is simply one of the most exquisite temple sites for beauty and energy that I've ever had the honor to work in. The first time I stepped into the site, amazing things happened, and I gained such greater clairvoyance. On my trip to the Copan site, I had the gift of a shamanic tour guide with me. And as we entered the site, he began to race across the grass, which I thought was a little strange, but I trusted my instincts and waited. He picked up a macaw feather and handed it to me. At that time, I did not realize how rare and sacred this was. I noticed the guides, they all had these feathers on their guiding sticks to teach the group's ancient knowledge. The feathers are orange and bright on one side and dark purple-blue on the other. The guides believed that Mayan life was ruled, as above, as below, in balance. The shadow, the purple side, often follows into light, the orange side. I was deeply honored that day, and I realized that many lifetimes before, I had led ceremony here, and this feather was a sign to tell me the energy was still with me. And I often use this feather in blessings and ceremonies to gain clarity still. On that trip, I gained further insight to the guardians of such places. And one evening, my friend and I were talking with a few local guides who had been born into the town of Copan. We asked if they ever wanted to leave. No, we're bound to this place, they replied. At the time, I thought this was bizarre, but on reading the records, no, I found that this was so true. Certain shaman have chosen to be guardians of these sites through lifetimes until the sacred sites require them no more, and they know the secrets. And I explored this further in Dendera Temple in Egypt. I was visiting Dendera Temple in Egypt in 2006, and inside the temple, I sought a quiet place to reflect. I wandered down the left side front corner, and I marveled at the beautiful Hathor statues. I saw a guard step out from behind one of the columns, and he was wearing a long Egyptian robe dress and a turban. I hoped he worked in the temple, but then nothing surprises me in these temples anymore. I indicated that I wished just to sit a little and meditate, and he beckoned to me and pointed to a stone which held a plastic bag in place. He lifted the stone and bag and pointed for me to sit. I checked around and found myself very much alone. It was mid-afternoon, and I was glad of the shade and the rest. But then I questioned whether that was safe for me to sit, so far away from the others in my group. No. I thought it's time to stop the chatter and express and experience this whole amazing thing that was about to happen for me. I smiled at the guardian, bowed my head, and then he moved to the side and stood with me, holding and guarding space. I sat down on the spot and waited. I closed my eyes and connected to the face above, and at once a column of light came down and surrounded me. I felt in a total space of peace. I felt that every cell in my body had gone through an initiation from a past life. My spine tingled and I felt a wave of energy. After a while, I was finished. I stood, I grounded myself. The guardian turned to me, we bowed, we placed our hands in prayer. I gave my little financial exchange. He nodded and replaced the plastic bag and the stone where I'd been sitting. Who would have thought a place so humble could be so sacred? So, in past life Akashic therapy, there are many ways that you can go back in a regression session. These are two sessions in Akashic therapy that work extremely well for me with clients. The first is a short meditation to locate the key areas around the globe where you've had significant past lives, as this will show you areas that you can visit and that you can go in to heal, clear, or gain clarity from the records. So, how to find significant places around the globe? And no, this can also be used with star systems and planets. First of all, I would say find your sacred space. Open your journal, and you may wish to print a map and place it in front of you, just so that you can keep that visualization. Open your heart and expand light all around you. Take a few deep breaths and remember, start building a column of light from your heart into the center of the earth and then back through the ceiling up into the planets above. Once you feel connected and you feel at peace all around you, ask your guides and your angels to help you connect to your Akashic records. And just relax. Just allow yourself to wander into another dimension. Ask your records to show you a globe of planet Earth, and then ask the globe to spin in front of you. See the globe stop, and maybe lights will appear, or countries may connect with you. Look closer. Names of cities may appear. And once you're ready, just start to investigate this space. Just start to see whatever comes in front of you. Write the places down. Which countries step forward? Which cities came to mind? And did you recall anything else? If there was anywhere that brought you fear, make sure you write the place down and put a heart around it. You can visit this in a past life, and if you start sending it heart energy, well, of course, it's going to start clearing the codes and any contracts that you have with that. So, once you've looked it through your list, and also sometimes ancient areas such as Atlantis or Lumeria may come to mind. They're not on the physical map of the world, but their energy remains. And you can use this list to clear the energy without actually visiting. You can start the healing process. What I then do is I would say, taking your top four, start working in those areas energetically. You can start to relive and keep the thoughts in mind that you're just going to detect and decode and see what records are there. Just building that heart energy, just looking at it, and really working to see what it was that you experienced there. And remember, not all past life memories are fearful. Sometimes you can go to places you've had amazing lifetimes, and you can reclaim the gifts, the abundance, and the great destiny future that you were creating there. And if you're drawn to doing some more of this work, if you open your past life record book, I have them all in my book, Akashic Therapy. And if you go on my website, www.amandaromania.com, you can often find them there. So start looking at each of these past lives. And when you're writing them down, you want to be looking at what you saw, what you felt, what you needed to heal, what you needed to learn. Because once you know those questions and answers, you can start to release and heal those past lives. We don't need to go into specific names and dates, and often this can feel a little vague. But the beauty of this is we don't give the mental mind and ego something to hold on to and revisit and go into the chatter. And if any of you have done remote viewing, you'll know that often the things that are quite vague or not obvious are sometimes the big sensation or the big clearing that needs to be done. So now you understand a little bit more about the session format. It's not about the words, it's all about the energy that you're creating. And if you want to explore this deeper, I'm always available for phone and Skype sessions. And now we're going to take a little break. And when I return, I'll be sharing an interview with someone who regularly connects into other people's energy for healing and clearing. She's recovered a great deal of her personal wisdom and knowledge from working in the past life records. My interview is with Pauline Kapalbaum, who lives in New York. And don't forget, after this interview, I'll be answering today's questions. You can email me on akashictherapist@gmail.com. So stay tuned and I'll see you after the break.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. The Mayan calendar tells us that we will be entering into a 260-day opportunity for us to engage in conscious co-creation with Great Spirit. How will we prepare ourselves for this exciting and unprecedented time in Earth's history? Peter Tung has dedicated over 20 years of his life's work to exploring that which is beyond understanding. Peter will help increase your awareness and education on this enlightening transformation in consciousness. Awakening to Conscious Co-Creation airs live Wednesdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on 7th Wave Network.
Are you a spiritual seeker? Have you always pondered the deeper questions in life? Have you looked at many spiritual paths and found some answers, but are looking for more? The Open Door, brought to you by the Summit Lighthouse, brings you each week practical spiritual teachings and tools that promote self-mastery, higher consciousness, and the opportunity to connect with the Ascended Masters. Join Tom Schumacher and Terry Kennedy as we explore the universe of spirituality, live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Channel.
Much can be learned from the new children who embody a higher vibration and consciousness. However, the world we live in has not always been understanding of the gifts, differences, and awarenesses that they contribute. Listen for Journey with the New Children, Teens, and Adults, presented by Saturn III Light Flyers. Each week, hosts Michael and Janice Bordway, along with their son and frequent guest host Tristan Bordway, share the discoveries of parenting and being one of the new children. It's an amazing journey. Join us Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are listening to Akashic Therapy, Unlock the Records of Your Soul, with Amanda Romania. To reach the show today, please call 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to amanda@amandaromania.com. Now, back to Akashic Therapy.
Welcome back to Akashic Therapy with Amanda Romania. I'm delighted to welcome my guest today. Her name is Pauline Capalbo, and she's a healer from New York and a teacher of self-love, personal power, and how to awaken your soul's essence. Pauline, welcome. How are you today?
Welcome, Amanda. I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, thank you. This is great, an East-West connection today. What I'd really like to start off with today is by you sharing a couple of your gifts and the work that you do over there in New York.
Okay, I'd be happy to. I am a healer. I'm an intuitive. And I consider myself a metaphysician. I work with energy. I work with the soul of a person, and I also work with children. And basically, the goal of my work is to help people heal present conditions, past life conditions, issues that they are dealing with, trauma, life issues, physical problems such as disease. And I use my gifts of clairaudience and clairsentience and many different energy techniques to help accomplish that balance.
That sounds so amazing. And do you do this over phone, or do you do this mainly in person, in groups?
I do, well, I do distance work. I do phone sessions, and I do mostly in-person sessions, and then I do work with groups. And the greatest joy comes from when I see someone feeling empowered and loving themselves and understanding more about who they are.
Oh, that's so great. Now, you touched on the subject of past lives, which obviously is the topic of today's radio show. And I've been talking about past lives and the Akashic Records and how I came across those and how I've been working with them. What do you think of the concept of reincarnation in past lives?
Well, for some reason, I've always believed in past lives and reincarnation from the time I became aware of it, maybe around 15 or 16 years old. And from my own experiences, and even having worked with you, Amanda, I have found that past lives do play a role in what we are doing today or in how we are today. And I'd love to give you an example of what I'm talking about.
Oh, please.
I have a natural affinity to work with herbs. And when I first learned about herbs in this lifetime, it was as if I knew them already. It was as if I knew their healing properties. And I quickly started to in how to become a master herbalist. What I learned about myself through past life therapy was that in another lifetime, I was the daughter of an alchemist, and we worked with herbs. And one of the things that I loved doing was working with my father in his laboratory with herbs.
Yeah.
But in those days, it was many, many centuries ago, mm-hmm. I was not able to continue working. The social mores didn't allow women to have professions. And so I had to leave the laboratory and stop working with my father, and I had to get married and have children. And in this lifetime, I am continuing my love and passion of healing with herbal medicine. And I use it all the time because I didn't get a chance to do that in that other lifetime. So I'm doing it in this lifetime. So I'm continuing where I left off. And it's very interesting that I don't have children in this lifetime because I didn't want that distraction, or I didn't want that responsibility to interfere with the passion of my soul's work, which part of it is to work with herbs and natural medicines. So I'm just continuing on where I left off many centuries ago.
Amazing. Yeah, I find a lot of people will say to me, Amanda, it takes enough of my time to focus on this present life, never mind past lives. And what I will always say with that is, well, sometimes we need a little bit of clarity from past lives, because as people are moving forward in this spiritual evolution, this consciousness, and they're growing, when they pick up, just like you did, this almost thread left hanging in the records, it's like fast track. I think once you find and you realize that, it makes so much more sense that you're not wandering around thinking, is this what I'm meant to be doing? This feels right, but is this the best thing for me? Knowing that you'd done that work in past lives, did that give you clarity and conviction to move ahead with it?
Oh, it did. It confirmed my natural love and passion and curiosity about about herbal tinctures and just herbs in general. And knowing that when a dandelion grows on your front lawn, it's a sign that the soil is fertile. And maybe most people don't realize that the leaves of the dandelion can be harvested properly to help heal your liver and improve your liver function and to lower blood sugar. And so, yes, understanding my connection to my past life there just expanded my awareness and deepened my curiosity.
Oh, I love that. And no, I didn't know that about the... I've seen dandelion when I've gone into health food shops, I guess, but thinking about it in the garden, of course, it's even more natural and high-end vibration. Now, Pauline, you and I have lots of conversations about ancient Egypt, and it would be amiss if I didn't ask you about your connection with ancient Egypt.
Well, as you know, as we know, we absolutely love ancient Egypt. I am fascinated by it, and every show on television that airs that mentions anything about sarcophaguses and ancient Egypt and that time, I am glued to the television because I'm fascinated by it. And from the time I was about 18 or 19, I was fascinated with the pyramids and have always wanted to go, and I haven't gone yet, but I know I will be going. But I also know that part of my fascination with Egyptian life has to do with their viewpoint of the god and goddesses, how to live in connection with spirit, and what creates us, and how to live more in harmony with that. But I know from a past life that there was a sacred contract, that I was part of some group, maybe they were high priests or some healers back then, and I know that I was part of that contract to do this work again in this lifetime. And so again, I'm fulfilling a contract from ancient Egypt that now enables me to work very freely and openly in the realm of healing and understanding the nature of life and even death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's one of the key things with them. They're very open in their graphics and the teachings, the Book of the Dead, about that kind of afterlife, that kind of respect and that kind of hope. And the mummy process has always been of interest to me, but out of how respectful they were. I don't know if you connected into that process with time and reincarnation.
I'm fascinated with mummification in this lifetime. So I believe that I do have a connection there. And yes, and the belief in the afterlife from the Egyptian roots is very strong. And I believe that my initial awareness at 15 or 16 of reincarnation, my absolute just feeling that it was real, that there is an afterlife and that we reincarnate over and over again, what I never questioned it. I do believe that that comes from very strongly from the Egyptian roots.
Yeah, and, you know, I can understand from the things that you're talking about, you really have a great understanding of this past life wisdom. And I know when you and I have worked together, it was very easy to take you and move you through the Akashic Libraries into these zones and pick up these threads, these pieces of wisdom, these pieces of inspiration. And I think when you're on this journey, having that curiosity as you do, it just moves you so much quicker. And so going forward, what is your next stages that you're going to bring forward? What kind of information are you bringing forward? Kind of session work? What's next for you?
Well, I'm going to continue working in the way that I'm working, helping people heal and awaken their soul's essence, their natural gifts, to help them improve their lives. I have a couple of projects on the burners. I'll be writing three books. I'm currently working on my first book, which is about awakening of the soul. And I'm working at a yoga center now, doing a lot more teaching, helping people expand their awareness of life and creator and oneness and their innate power. And that's bringing a lot of joy to me. And I ultimately have I want to build a healing center. And where, I don't know yet, but that's on a little bit of a long-term project. But I know somewhere, somehow, it's going to manifest.
That's wonderful. And with your books, just going back to that, I love that title. Would you just remind us all of that title again?
Yes. Awakening of the Soul. And there'll be a subtitle, which I'm not going to share at the moment, but The Awakening of the Soul. I believe wholeheartedly that we are meant at this point in time to connect more deeply with our roots and our souls and to understand who and what that is and how that will change our personal lives as well as life on earth here for everyone.
Yeah, and I think what I find, and I mention this on most weeks, is that these sacred books that are so precious, so full of inspiration, I really feel that we had contracts in past lives to write these. How do you feel about that?
Oh, absolutely, because I never thought of writing a book in my life until my soul began to awaken and I began to live more of my truth and my authentic self. And as I became more whole or more spiritual and my soul awakened, what I realized was there was three books in me. And that was not something I had known prior to my an awakening. So there are great gifts to be awakened with awakening of one's true self.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's interesting that you mentioned three. I always remember when I first thought about writing a book, and I became involved with different groups in Hay House and other writers, other authors, and I was helping them to write their books from their records or pull in some inspiration. People would say to me, yes, it's three books, and I didn't understand what that really meant. And then I went to someone that does actually talk about the writing process, and they said, yes, it normally happens where one book starts, when you finish one book and you're editing it, the next book appears. So going back in the Akashic Records, I normally find people have two or three at least contracts of books to write. I know I have plenty on my desktop.
Yes. Well, you helped me connect with one of my books.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure that we would love to have you over here in Sedona to do some of your writing here. This is a great process and place for creativity.
I'm coming.
Good.
I'm coming.
I know that we talked about it, and I really want to, and I'm going to put this out to Spirit in the world today of really, I used to lead a lot of groups to Egypt, and 2010 was the last time I took a group, and I'm really hoping that 2015 will start to open those windows and doors. So, yes, we should have you possibly in the next 12 months at the pyramids, Pauline. That would be amazing to travel there with you.
It would be, and I'm looking forward to it. You're the guide, and I totally trust you, and I can't wait to go with you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I feel there is a journey starting so that I can help facilitate people to do their work. Which that would be amazing. That would be a gift for me to do. Now, Pauline, if people wished to reach out to you, where is the best place and the best point of contact?
The best point of contact is to go to my website, which is awakeningofthesoul.com. That's awakeningofthesoul.com. And they can also find me on Facebook at Awakening of the Soul. And also on The Soul Matrix on Facebook, which is my blog talk radio show, where we talk about lots of spiritual things. And also, they can find me and my radio show on the voiceofleadership.com on that website.
That's amazing. That's great. Thank you so, so much. Pauline, I love your wisdom and that you actually walk your spiritual truth and that you balance it into an everyday life. And it's normal for you for higher consciousness and conversations. I know I always learn so much from being with you. So what I'd like to say is thank you for helping the people that you do. Thank you for spending the time with me and with my listeners today. And I really wish you the best of luck for the future. Many blessings.
Oh, thank you. Many blessings to you, my friend and teacher.
Oh, thank you. And now, everyone, we're going to take another short break. And when I come back, I'll be taking those questions regarding past lives or any questions you have about the Akashic Records. So, till then, thank you.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. On the program Inside Out, our outsides match our insides. Join host Beth Green along with co-host James Maynard for an insightful weekly journey that lets us all be real with no boundaries. We'll discuss current events, interview amazing guests,
challenge old ideas, and see ourselves and our world more clearly. It's about you as much as us. So you're invited to call in, write in, and most of all, tune in. Listen for Inside Out, live every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Being Outside the Box is your thrival guide to living outside this reality. Are you always waiting for your ship to come in? Do problems happen to you? What if you created your life rather than sitting by waiting? Do you live in the fantasies of this reality? Winning the lottery? Waiting for your prince, princess to come? Even being healthy? Do you always do what is expected of you rather than choosing for you? What if the rules didn't apply? And what if you could thrive from a different space? Join host Lynn Waldrop for Tools to Being Outside the Box. Listen Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on 7th Wave.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Listening to Akashic Therapy, Unlock the Records of Your Soul with Amanda Romania. To reach the show today, please call 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to amanda@amandaromania.com. Now, back to Akashic Therapy.
Hello there and welcome back. My name is Amanda Romania and today I have been talking about the Akashic Records and how working with your past life records can really empower your spiritual journey in life. So last week I had so many questions and I'm just going to start and run through with them today. My first question was from Linda. She wrote to tell me that what happens if I see myself dying in a past life with Akashic therapy? And she also said that she'd had dreams where she was falling in a stone temple connected to Egypt. So that's a two-part question. What I would say with that is when you see yourself in a past life, in any past life regression, when you see yourself dying, it's a case of also seeing your soul as moving through into the life between lives, into the light, into a clearing space. What I tend not to allow you to do in an Akashic therapy session is focus on how you physically died. Going back through that physical pain will serve you not anywhere near in this lifetime. So it's very much about, as you see yourself coming into that process, it may be that you've been in a battle in a past life. And what I often do is I will say, okay, now we're going to see what happens. And now we're going to move to where we watch as your soul lifts and then goes back to the central source of light. Because feeling that sense of pain is not going to help your spiritual journey in this lifetime. But often what can help is knowing that if you had a particular wound created and that wound is still playing up on a physical level in this lifetime. And you'll often hear people say, I feel like I've been stabbed in the back. Well, guess what? In a past life, possibly that did happen. And it's about clearing that energy and about clearing how you felt about that. So, Linda, you don't tend to go through the dying experience, but I find that we just touch on that and then very gently move through it like a little bit of a closure. Your next question was that you felt you had dreams of falling into a stone temple connected with Egypt. Well, that would be, as I would describe in a past life, is you were going through an initiation process. In many of the temples connected with Egypt, they had these initiation areas where you would face different trials. Some would be physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. But they always, always took you to a higher consciousness and helped the initiates, the priests, the priestesses to gain greater clarity and move into that. And I guess that's why a lot of us do have that fascination with ancient Egypt. A lot of us, we finished and completed stages in our spiritual ascension process in those lifetimes. It's a belief of mine through doing past lives and regressions with many people and taking many of those journeys with people in Egypt. I did that for nearly a decade. And every single time we would visit a temple and people would say, yes, I overcame this here, or I learned this here, or I taught that here. And that's why people are absolutely fascinated with the Great Pyramids, because that was often seen as the biggest initiation that one could go through. So, yes, what I do see is that you were connecting into Egypt, falling into a stone temple, but I see that as an initiation, Linda. And sometimes if you've revisited that in a past life, you may find the stages and the gifts that you had in that lifetime. If you are visiting, by the way, anyone out there, you are visiting Egypt on a spiritual sacred journey, you can go to the meditation at the back of my Akashic Therapy book, and it connects your chakras, the energy centers in your body, and takes you back on an Egypt journey. And I'm very happy to answer questions on email about certain temples or things that you're drawn to. So, next question, Paul. What if I did cruel deeds or gave a curse in a past life? Well, often, Paul, we have to look at these cruel deeds and not look at the physical deed that you did, but the motivation of it. What motivated you to act in this way in a past life? Do you need healing and clearing with the person in which you committed the deed? And what provoked the deed? Remember, we're simply observing so that we can clear those records. And if you gave a curse in a past life, also, why did you give that curse? Often in regression sessions, people have given curses, not simply because they can curse people here or curse people there, but simply because some really cruel or bad or sad deed was happening to them. So what we do is we go back in a past life regression and we undo the curse, we forgive it. We can't change the events, remember, but what we can do is we can take away all that toxic energy or that sad energy or all those emotions that you're hanging on to in that old past life. And guess what? Sometimes that means a relationship in this present life takes a turn for the better. Situations can change. Things can move. It's all about the energy. Deborah, you had a similar sort of question, and what you said was that in a past life you believed that you had been called a witch, and now you have a fear of fire and water. What's that all about? Often people that were connected to their spiritual gifts, Deborah, in previous lifetimes, especially around the 15, 1600s in Europe, yes, some really tragic things happened. You could be going about with your healing gifts, working with different flower essences. And if you were in a town where this wasn't well received and people were in fear about it, yes, they had a lot of times they would pull people aside and they had a few nasty things with fire and water. It's about going back into that stage again. Take yourself back into a past life regression. Very gently see the gifts. See why people were afraid of these gifts, because it was basically they acted from fear. So if you can place compassion into those times, and then what I've often done is before we've got to that stage of fire and water, what we've done is we've had angels come in and help the soul to move very gently, quickly over into passing through into the life between life area. Again, keeping you out of that fire and water, keeping you out of that physical distress. So, Deborah, just thinking about that, the word of witch was a word and an expression that created a lot of fear, and people use that. And in this lifetime, sometimes we come back in and we hide our sacred gifts. We hide our psychic gifts. People are afraid of it. And basically, if you can think of it as connecting with universal energy, why on earth would you ever be afraid of that? So, next one, Stacy. I feel in this lifetime I'm meant to heal people. I've attended many Reiki workshops, but I feel still scared to step out on my own. Again, Stacy, this is about us sharing this gift of clairvoyancy, sharing this gift of sacred energy that's running through us. And what I always say to people is that when you're working with Reiki energy or any other modality of healing energy, there's a lot of amazing ways out there at the moment that people can tap into that energy. I like to think of it as positive electricity. Positive electricity coming from through the earth, a natural, beautiful source, engaging with us through our bodies like light, and we're simply bringing that light from our heart, peace, love, happiness from ourselves into others. And therefore, what can happen is we can really work on healing ourselves, and we can help a lot of people out there. With Reiki energy, I often find people come to me after they've attended workshops, they've been registered as a Reiki master, but still there's something holding them back. When we go back into their past lives, we find that they've had to hide their gifts. And therefore, if you imagine an energy just above your head, it's called the soul star chakra. All those Reiki energies are stored up there. And what we do is we make a forgiveness with a past life. And guess what? Yes, all that energy from that soul star starts to trickle in. Feels a little bit in your head, in your throat, all the way through your body. But it's a case of just taking that release button and opening the channels. I used to find that when I first moved to Sedona, people would come into places and spaces and they would look as if they'd just come out of a trance. And you could see them downloading all of this energy because the vortexes here in Sedona, Arizona, very, very strong. And at that time, when I first moved here, we would do something called aura photography. And that was fascinating, where we would take a photograph of someone before a Reiki workshop, and then we'd take a photograph after. It was amazing to see the light in their chakra after they'd gone through their initiations. So there's nothing to feel scared of, Stacey. This is all in the plan. But perhaps you need to just revisit a past life to just see where that blockage was. Next from Brenda. I feel I have an amazing connection to Atlantis. What is that? Well, Atlantis was an area that many, many people connect to. And for me, when I've taken people into those regression areas, what I found is that many of us had our spiritual gifts fully awakened. We were fully conscious of who we were. We knew how to work with crystals, energy. We knew how to be self-sustaining, and we knew how to work in community. Now, people connect with Atlantis in different stages. And from regression sessions, it's my understanding that at one time, many people got the message, and I'm talking over probably 100 years when we've looked at the regression sessions, and people started to leave Atlantis. And then a lot of people that I had done regression on, they felt that Atlantis sunk, that they were actually on the land. They felt themselves, they saw earthquakes, they saw the water, and it was a case of quite distressing for them. But when we come back into the life between life session, what we realized was a lot of those gifts that they'd left in Atlantis, they were now engaging with again in this lifetime. So what I would say is connect back to the gifts of Atlantis, and you'll often find that the type of spiritual experience you were having there, you've actually started to have in this lifetime, especially with 2012 and a lot of the energy activations that have been going on for the last 10 years. A lot of people have been waking up to the truth about their soul journey. And when we go back into Atlantis, the last time we were able to work with that upon the earth was in that time. So maybe a little journey and you can do that there. So I hope that's answered some questions, and please reach out to me. I'm here and I'll answer your questions if I can, one-to-one or on the show, which will be next week. And as this is coming to the end of the Akashic Therapy for the Soul for this week, I really would love you to join me next week when we're going to look at the present life Akashic records. My guest will be Dan Gabar, and he works in the technology industry of the innovative Silicon Valley in San Francisco Bay Area, California. His personal life is expressed by a commitment to the passion of personal spiritual growth and development. And he'll be talking about how he blends his spirituality into his working life and vice versa. So remember, you can email me at amanda@amandaromania.com or visit my website at www.amandaromania.com. Book an appointment, buy books, find out more about my work. Please sign up for my newsletter, as that's where I answer a lot of questions and I do a lot of giveaway MP3 sessions and a lot of competitions. And remember, when you start to heal those karmic records, you're clearing those binding contracts, you start to gain a freedom to create and manifest your destiny here upon the earth. That's what you're looking to do, and you can really start to contribute to the consciousness of the planet in a really positive way. It's been an absolute pleasure spending time with you. So until next week, remember to take a moment. Ask yourself, what is the secret you really wish to unlock in your soul's spiritual journey? Until the next time, may many, many blessings be with you. And this has been me, Amanda Romania, just simply sharing my Akashic Therapy message.
Thank you for tuning in to Akashic Therapy. Please join Amanda Romania again next Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Together, we'll explore another key to unlock the happiness that's within you.